If I let one person not pay and I make someone else pay, I just broke fair housing. And now it's the federal government's fault. And it really isn't fair regardless, but I just blame the federal government. Listen, I have to make everyone pay. I can't give you an exemption.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, folks, and welcome. Mike Butler here, and welcome to the 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And today's topic on our Winter Wednesdays is my good friend, haven't known him that long, but talk about a superstar. It's Adrian Smood?
Smood, yep.
Smood, okay. Sure. And this guy is awesome. As you can tell, if you're watching this, you can see this guy's a marketing genius. Everywhere, I haven't seen him anywhere on Bookface or TubeView or any of these other social media things where he doesn't have on a neon yellow shirt that has batteries that go into it to make it bright. It says, my wife buys mobile homes and a phone number. And he's got it on his butt, on swimming trunks. He's got it on T-shirts. He's got it on jackets. I think he's even got some mobile homes. He's got that painted on the side of them. Wouldn't surprise me.
And I even have it on a belt buckle for when my wife wants me to dress up and take the shirt off.
Yeah, and he has it on his airplane. He has it on his RV, his motorcycle, his cars, his Suburban, his SUVs. Everywhere you go, my wife buys mobile homes. So I love it. He makes me smile every time I see him. Even if he's not watching, I'll still smile. And so that's pretty remarkable. And if you would, Adrian, tell us about how you got started. And then remember now, we're trying to help investors, especially those who have a job, and they've got about 5 hours a week they can devote to real estate. And so they're looking to you as a superstar on some of the things that you can share with them that helped you get where you're at.
My real quick story is I started at 20 years old being evicted from a house. And at that time, the banks gave anyone money, no matter what. I was working at Walmart at the time. So I bought a house, put all the closing costs in it. Honestly, I had about $1,500 out of my bank account to buy a $135,000 house.
Wow.
I moved all of my friends in that helped me get evicted. And they paid my mortgage. So I live there rent-free. I just divided up the mortgage and charged them. And I was like, this is a pretty cool thing. I'm living for free. And that snowballed into buying a few more houses. Some of them worked out. Some of them didn't. And I really just started listening to the seasoned investors at REIA meetings in the back of the room. The guys like you that don't need to do another deal, but they just want to. They love real estate. And a lot of them talked about mobile homes at some point. I realized cash flow is what we really wanted more than equity at this point of our life. Started buying mobile homes, and we actually traded all of our site-built homes into mobile homes now. And I did it on the side at first. And I was very fortunate because my wife is an RN. And we just cut our expenses down, lived on her income while I went out there and hustled. And I was able to snowball a little bit faster because she trusted what I was doing, and we snowballed it that way.
Wow, that is awesome. I kind of view mobile homes as like option to buy. So, I mean, it's a gift that keeps giving. So what I learned about mobile homes is you could buy a mobile home park, something like that. And the people don't stay there forever. Some do. But if they don't stay there forever, well, then they don't want to mess with the cost of moving it and selling it and all that. So you just buy it from them at a huge discount. You turn around and you can resell it again or just flat out own it and then rent it out and buy it back over and over and over again. Is that what you've been doing?
Exactly. I mean, we had one that we've sold 8 times. Now, I honestly wanted these people to completely cash me out, take it forever. But life changes sometimes. And we do have one that is 8 times. We have one that the people paid us off 4 months ago. And every month I follow up, can I please sign the title over to you? Can I please sign the title? And they just say, yeah, we'll get to it. We still technically own this place, but they paid it off. And then we do some rentals. And I know mobile homes get a bad stigma, but they're very good cash flow if you buy them in the right area. just like any other real estate. You buy it in the right area, you're going to get a good tenant, and they'll stay there a very long time and love the place.
So have you seen that little TV series or Netflix series, Trailer Park Boys?
I've seen a little bit of it. Yeah, it's pretty funny stuff.
That is a riot. And I just envisioned that. Now, me going back being a cop, when I would ride the beat in uniform, we had a trailer like you're showing in the background there. We had several of those kind of mobile home parks. And boy, they were just disasters. And just everybody there, they couldn't read or write or spell, or they were just different. It's a different culture altogether. And so we fit right in with that. But lessons learned, how about that? Tell us about your first 3 years. You've already kind of covered it with mama being an RN and you getting to go out there and hustle. But can you recall some of the challenges that you had when you got started, those first 3 years?
Oh, yeah. I was a terrible landlord. Once my friends started moving out, I would just go to Craigslist and find someone to move in. And, you know, it worked out until they couldn't pay me. And I said, it's okay. You can pay me next month. And that went on sometimes for 6 and 8 months. I was just scared to tell them, hey, you either have to pay me or leave. And I'll say my big mindset shift when I realized if I let one person not pay and I make someone else pay, I just broke fair housing. And now it's the federal government's fault. And it really isn't fair regardless, but I just blame the federal government. Listen, I have to make everyone pay. I can't give you an exemption. That was one of the big mindset shifts for me early on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I heard my office manager years ago, tenant was trying to squabble about waiving the late charge. And she goes, I can't waive that late charge. If I waive it for you, well, then I got to do it for everybody else. That'd be a violation of fair housing. And so that's good. So lesson learned is, don't give them an inch because they'll use that over and over and over again on you. And then the other ones, especially if it's a community of any kind, whether mobile homes or multifamily or apartments, they talk.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to just create a can of worms for yourself there, make it a mess. That's great. So what about biggest highlights, I guess? And it was kind of like your Beavis and Butthead moments, like, whoa, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to do this. I can become financially independent going down this road.
Honestly, I think it was after buying my first mobile home. I bought it. I was extremely scared. I spent the rest of our savings pretty much. I didn't tell my wife that. But I paid cash. It was $16,000. And I was scared because I didn't understand mobile homes enough, but I knew that I wanted to try that route. And honestly, a mutual friend of ours, Sean McClowski, I remember him telling the story of the splat that either you need to completely fail so that you can have no worse to go or keep going up. And my thought right then was, I'm either going to fail by spending the rest of our money and this is not going to work, or this is going to work great. And it was a phenomenal, it's still one of the top five deals I've done.
Wow.
Was that one?
Was that a standalone mobile home, like on a piece of dirt or in a mobile home park?
It was a single, it's a single wide. It's on 0.09 acres. It's a 1960. It is a three bedroom, which they added two of the bedrooms on. You have to walk through one bedroom to get to another. But it is terrible in every way. The septic tank is partially underneath the back porch. Everything you would tell me not to do and buy, that's what this was, or it still is. I mean, we still own it today.
You bought it for 16?
Yep.
And what is it rent for?
Today, it is up to $720 a month.
Wow, and, for a $16,000 investment.
Yeah. And we probably put, over the years we've had it, maybe $4,000 in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I could find those deals today.
Now, that's
they're a little bit more there, today.
It's a
but, cash. Yeah,
it's a all the numbers hippopotamus. The cash hippopotamus. So, wow, that is great. Let's see. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think success in this business is a lot about who you know as much as what you know. So who have you met along the way that's impacted you the most? Not necessarily gurus, but other investors like you.
Oh, wow. I have a super long list. Well, I wouldn't have ran into meeting you if it wasn't for Sean McClowski. But he's definitely on that list. Steve Cook's on that list. We'll get into some maybe some smaller names. Lenny Simidor. probably no one's heard of his name. He's a local guy, extremely successful. He could be the guru teaching it. He does good things. He's the one that got
me. Of those guys in the back of the room at the RIA meeting? Okay.
Yeah. And he's spoken at local RIAs, but like he encouraged me, you have to go to Dave Tony's class on landlording. And that's one of the most impactful classes I've been to. I mean, he just completely pours in and helps everyone out. I'm very fortunate in the Tampa area to have so many of these guys that learned from a lot of the great guys that you learned from. And then they just have so many spawn of great investors here.
Just last month, I got to spend about 3 hours with Dave Tilney at the Mr. Landlord Convention Conference in Nashville. And amazing. So we got to hook up and we're going to be doing more things together. And he likes a lot of my ideas. I like a lot of his ideas. So, you know, it's sort of kind of like 2 + 2 = 8.
And yeah.
When you get creative minds together. So that's pretty good. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm looking at my little checklist here. And I want to ask you this. How long does it take you? Now, assuming that you already know your market, but if somebody calls you up, says, my wife buys mobile homes, they call your number, they got a mobile home for sale. How long does it take you to do your due diligence to walk through the thing or look at the thing and make an offer?
I really just need pictures. I did buy my first one sight unseen earlier this year. It was a very scary moment. I did have a friend go see it. I was out of town. But I can tell pretty well with pictures. One, if they only send me 5 or 6 pictures, there's something wrong. I just know it. If I can get them to send me 20, 30 pictures, I can skim through, zoom in on the roof, the ceiling, and I can get a pretty good idea there. Now, we buy for cash flow, so I look at the ARV and the value a tiny bit, but I'm really looking at a return on my investment. And the same thing for my private money lenders. I got to just make sure that there's enough that they feel safe lending on it. So the drive to the property is what takes me the longest.
Yes, I agree with that. And so when I got started at overkill on due diligence and paralysis of analysis and all that, that's because it's outside your comfort zone. But once you get a few of these under your belt and the more experience and knowledge you get, I mean, you have no trouble ciphering up to make an offer based on cash flow in just a few minutes, probably less than 5 minutes.
And I'll say I have learned that I am not very good at estimating rehab costs. So all I do is I need to get a great deal. So when I was wrong on my rehab costs, it's a good deal. It goes from great to good.
Yeah. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah. That's what I just learned to do.
Yeah, that's good. And so cool. I'm looking at checking. Did you ever think real estate would allow you to have the lifestyle that you dreamed about, getting up every day and pursuing your passions, doing what you want?
It took a long time to realize. I mean, it was probably 12 years in, something like that, that I finally, like, I did the whiteboard exercise where you figure out how many properties you need by the average cash flow. And it was 10 is what I needed to replace my wife's income. And I honestly didn't believe I was going to do that in 1 year.
So your happy camper number was 10,000 a month?
No, 10 properties is what we needed extra at that point. It was $3,000 more just to survive, not to go on vacations every month.
Okay.
It was the survival night.
Sleep a night number.
Yeah. And I guess I just kept telling her over and over and over, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I was really working on convincing her, which I didn't realize at the time. I was trying to convince myself too. And really the long story short is 1 year later, she quit her job and I only had 9 properties. So she kept her end of the deal and I didn't keep mine. I ended up buying another one in 2 months, but it took a lot of mindset work to realize that this could be my life forever and I would not have to punch a clock for the rest of my life.
What would you say about education and knowledge as part of the recipe for your success?
Most important part. I just did some quick math. I've spent close to $100,000 in masterminds and education. And honestly, that's probably in 7-8 years.
Yeah.
If that long.
I've done over $250,000 and none of it was at a college or university. It was all learning from folks who are smarter than me and masterminds and things like that. And it's been a blast. I enjoy every minute of it.
I didn't include my college time. I went to college for 8 years, which gave me a 2-year degree. I just kept giving them money every year and not really getting anything out of it. So I totally agree.
8 years? So you probably had more than $100,000 than that.
I did have some money that my parents had put aside. The Florida has a prepaid program that you can get an extreme discount. Basically, you lock in the price of the year you were born. Ooh. So I was very fortunate that my college did not cost that much.
Okay. And so I want to thank you for taking time out to be with us here today on this Winter Wednesday session. And then tell us about your last 12 months and then where you see yourself and where you want to be in 3 to 5 years.
My last 12 months, I have spent a lot of time on the business instead of in the business. So we've been working on systems. We actually hired our office manager on full time. It was pretty shortly after that business vision call that we really connected at, and hired the bookkeeper. You and I had a long conversation. You helped me out with a lot of stuff there, and that's going now. So like, that's a huge stressor. We've been kind of removing the stressors and what I'm just not good at and what my wife's not good at. We're focusing on what we are. And really, I'm doing more speaking, helping people with what I've learned, how I've won, how I failed. And I'm enjoying that world, and we'll see where that brings me. I think I'm going to really put a lot of my time there as my office manager is able to take care of a lot more of the day to day.
Yeah, I'm going to have you on one of my power lunches, and you can show them your training that awesome. You did with Pete Young's down in Atlanta. Was it last week or week before?
Yep. It was this week, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, phenomenal guy.
Yes, he is. So to wrap this session up here, tell folks that are listening what they need to do next. Give them your tip on our top 3 tips or best tip, what to do.
Just take action. Take some type of action. If it's calling another investor for 6 a.m. coffee, if it's asking how you can add value to someone, if it's making the offer, whatever it is, I don't mean buy a property that has negative cash flow, of course, but take some type of action. I think too many people go to the RIA meetings and hear the speaker every month, and 12 months later, they bought 4 programs and bought 0 houses.
Yeah.
And just find a niche that sounds good to you and go after it. And if you're wrong, go back and find another one. Take action. That's my biggest.
And I say this, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Okay. Learn from somebody. You got to have a mentor in this. As you heard Adrian say, he spent so much money on education, mentors, masterminds. I have too, and I still do it to this day. In fact, that's how me and Adrian met. Okay. So when you look at education, and Adrian just shared, education is, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the education I got. If I tried to figure it all out by myself, we wouldn't be talking. So, but do your due diligence and make sure they're 5-star integrity folks, but get you a high quality superstar mentor. Okay. And not somebody's just trying to sell you books and tapes, and then you'll be off to the races. And I like this slogan. It's a Mike Butler slogan. Remember, life does not have a rewind or a pause button. It's up to you to take action.
I love that. And can I add one piece to the mentor?
Yeah.
I think now if you have the money to actually pay a mentor, that's definitely the best. But I hear too many people say that they don't have the money. You can follow that mentor on podcasts like this. You can follow him on YouTube. You can do all of those things. The person doesn't even have to know you. Tony Robbins is a mentor of mine. I don't know him.
Same here.
So you can have mentors that don't know you. Obviously, it's better if I was paying Tony Robbins, I'd get more out of his stuff, but I'm not paying him directly to coach me. Mm-hmm. I think that's a misconception that some people have.
Oh, that you have to pay big bucks?
Or that you have to, I can't do it until I actually have them as a mentor one-on-one. I hear a lot of people say that.
I agree with you on that. I'm just saying that if you want to really get there safely in 3 to 5 years and have those 20 nice rentals paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years, you need a mentor.
Yeah. Okay. And if you pay, it definitely accelerates the curve. I mean,
that's cool. So thank you so much for being on here. I'm going to get you on our Pyre Lunch, on our webinar, and you're going to teach us how to invest in mobile homes. And we'll have a big crowd for that. But I want to thank you so much, Adrian. Thank your wife. I'm looking at that shirt. What all do you have that on? I'm just curious. My wife has everything.
I have my shirts. I have, I don't know, probably I'm up to 60 or 70 of those now. I was very serious about the belt buckle. My wife said, I want to go to a nice dinner without you wearing this shirt. So I compromised saying, I will wear a nice shirt if I can put a belt buckle that says my wife buys.
So is it yellow too?
Yep. And I have backpacks. I have a series of shirts. Some of them say my friend's wife, my son's wife, my brother's wife, my cousin's wife. I've been making those for family. I have a Speedo, as you were kind of alluding to earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm taking ideas for the next.
What about vehicles?
No, I don't have it on any vehicles yet.
But you got a mobile home that's got it splattered on the side of it? No.
Not yet. If I get one on a nice intersection,
yeah,
it'll be on that one.
If you have good road frontage on a high traffic area, you would. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, tell Mama howdy, and you have safe travels out there, my friend, and I'll see you very soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.